The Prodigal Son, a Carmine Delmonico novel, by Colleen McCulloch, read by Lewis Hancock. Prologue, Friday, January 3rd, 1969, from 7:30 p.m. until 11:30 p.m. Breath surrounding him in puffed clouds, John Hall put one not-quite-steady finger on the door buzzer and pushed. The opening chords of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony answered an unexpected shock, the last thing he had associated in his mind's eye with his unknown father and family was kitsch. Then the door was opening. A tiny little maid was divesting him of coat and gloves, and dancing at her heels came a young and beautiful woman, pushing the maid aside to attack him with outflung arms, lush lips puckered in a kiss. "Dearest, darlingest John," she cried, the lips squashed against his cheek because he had turned his head. "I am your stepmother, Davina." She seized his right arm. "Come and meet us, please." "Is Connecticut cold after Oregon?" she cooed. He didn't answer, too overwhelmed by the greeting. The young woman's almost feverish chatter, his stepmother, but she was years younger than he was, and the noticeably foreign accent she owned, Davina. Yes, of course, his father had spoken of her on the phone during their several conversations, but he hadn't anticipated a bimbo, and that was how she presented. A brunette bimbo, clad in the height of fashion, a tie-dyed chiffon pantsuit in all shades of red, very dark hair loose down her back, a flawless ivory skin, full and pouting red lips, vividly blue eyes. "It was my idea to introduce you to the family at Max's birthday party," she was saying, in no hurry to commence the introductions. A very few people...